In 1486, the second year of Richard IV's historic reign, and also the year in which the egg replaced the worm as the lowest form of currency, King Richard departed England on a crusade against the Turks.
As the good Lord said, love thy neighbor as thyself, unless he's Turkish, in which case, kill the bastard!
He left behind him his beloved son, Prince Harry, to rule as regent in his stead.
Farewell, dear Harry.
Farewell, father.
And his slimy son, Edmund, to do the tasks most befitting him.
Edmund.
My lord, with the king gone,
Of course, at last a chance for some real power.
Back to the castle by sundown, or you'll all be slaughtered. Onward! Come on! Come on, will you? Shut up! You just keep quiet, all right? I've just about had enough of you. Shut up! But come on, you rascal, where are you going? Stop! Where are you going? Not away from the castle. Come on, shut up!
Splendid! Splendid!
And look, you're not supposed to be here. That's far enough. Now get out!
Oh. I could get my hands on that bastard brother Harry.
Ah, Edmund! Edmund!
Ah, there you are. Splendid news, Edmund. Father's coming home. He writes here that he'll be back by St. Leonard's Day. Excellent. So we can celebrate both events together. Now then, I shall handle the visiting royalty, of course, the guards of honour and the papal legate. And you can sort out the frolics.
The frolics?
Yes, the Morris dancers, the eunuchs, and the bearded women. You know, the traditional St. Leonard's Day entertainments. Oh, damnation, no, I don't think I'm going to have enough time to attend to the drains. Edmund, you'll have to look into those as well.
Yes, fine. I'd be honoured.
Good. You won't let me down, now will you?
No. I'm really looking forward to it already. So very much.
Splendid!
12 months of chasing sheep and straightening the royal portraits, and now this.
The bastard.
Bastard!
If only he were, my lord.
What?
If only he were a bastard, my lord, then you would be regent now.
Ah, yes. And then one day,
you would be king, my lord.
Ah, yes. Yes, I would. And then what?
You'd rule the world, my lord.
Precisely. It's just not fair, you know. Every other damn woman in the court has bastard sons, but not my mother, oh no. She's so damn pretty, she can't go down until she notices her own breasts.
You must be so looking forward to the king's return, your majesty.
No.
No, my lady. Think he will come to your chamber and make mad, passionate love to you.
Yes, I wish he wouldn't do that. It's very difficult to sleep with that kind of thing going on. You know? Being used all night long, like the outside of a sausage roll.
Then it's so dangerous to look forward to. The jesters, the jugglers.
The great brown ox, steaming and smouldering all night long.
Oh, yes! The feast!
Sorry?
They've got the Morris dancers. I love them.
Yes. I like the eunuchs.
Oh, yes! The eunuchs! Oh, I wish I owned one.
Oh, I wish I'd married one.
Fine, fine. Could have happened to anyone. Never mind. Oh, God, I don't believe it. We've only got one axe and she shaved her beard off.
Who's the eunuch?
Oh, yes, so. The eunuchs and the amazing beardless woman. There must be someone else. There must be. Look.
There's the jumping Jews of Jerusalem, my lord.
What do they do?
They jump, my lord. They come in, my lord, and they jump. A lot. Humorous,
There must be something else, surely. Ah, what's this? The death of the Pharaoh. Sir Dominic Prick and his magnificent Zucaroonies performed the tragic ancient Egyptian masterpiece, The Death of the Pharaoh. Well, that sounds funny.
Oh, no. I found that very moving, my lord.
Well, it better be funny or Prick will get his comeuppance, I can tell you.
Come on, what about Terry Merriweather and his poor chickens?
What do they do? Lay eggs?
All right, we'll have them.
What is it, Mum?
The eunuchs.
Oh, dear.
I should have known. Never trust the eunuch.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I know what I'm going to do. Baldrick, give me an execution order. I'm going to teach them a lesson they'll never forget. I'm going to remove whatever extraneous parts of their body still remain.
My lord.
Take that to Lord Chancellor. Yes! Oh, this is desperate!
We could have the Morris dancers, my lord.
Now, look, we are not that desperate. Morris dancing is the most fatuous, tenth-rate entertainment ever devised by man. 40 effeminate blacksmiths waving bits of cloth they've just wiped their noses on. Which guy in this day and age, I'll never know.
Sorry, so do you want them or not?
Edmund!
Oh, Smith! How are the rest of the entertainment coming along?
Very, very well indeed. I think it's going to have a slightly Spartan look.
What, Greek?
Yes, that's right. Yes, a Greek.
Oh, good. Everyone turning up?
Oh, absolutely everyone. So many people, in fact, I'm afraid I've had to let the eunuchs go.
Oh, no.
No?
No, that won't do at all. Not on St. Leonard's Day, because, well, correct me if I'm wrong, Lord Percy, but St. Leonard himself was an eunuch.
Yes, that's right.
That's why I thought it might be more tactful.
Oh, no. To leave out the eunuchs on St. Leonard's Day would be like... Well, it would be like leaving out the Morris dancers or the bearded women. Lord Dougal MacAngus, the King's supreme commander, is expected at the feast. And as you know, eunuchs are his particular favourite. And Scottish, you see.
Good.
Well, I'm relying on you, Edmund. Carry on.
So, some carrot-faced thistle-arsed Scottish O'Reilly.
Apparently he's a great warrior, my lord.
Oh, yes, that's what they all say, those Scots. They're just barbarians. Half of them can't even speak English.
What do they speak?
I don't know. It's all Greek to me.
They speak Greek.
No, I mean, it sounds like Greek.
Well, if it sounds like Greek, it probably is Greek.
It's not Greek.
It sounds like Greek. What's not Greek, but sounds like Greek. That's a good one, my lord.
Not to be a brain teaser, Percy. I want to tell you that I cannot understand a blind word they're saying.
Oh, well, no wonder, my lord. You never learned Greek, of course.
Percy, have you ever wondered what your insides look like?
Sometimes, my lord, yes.
But I'd be perfectly willing to satisfy your curiosity. Isn't? Oh, my God, this Scotsman's beginning to annoy me already. I'm the Duke of Edinburgh, you know. And Laird of Roxburgh, Selkirk and Peebles. I can make things very difficult. As for these entertainments, oh, I don't know. Baldwick, you've got a beard. Go and get yourself a nice dress.
Oh, right, my lord.
Percy, you'd better go and get Bernard the Bear Baiter.
Yes, my lord.
Looks like we'll be needing him. Go, Percy.
Yes, my lord.
Tell him to bring a bear this time. Improvising last year was pathetic.
Harry, mother, a toast to father's return.
Tossers of the top. Oh, Macangus, it fills me with joy and hope to see you. What news of my father, the king? Oh, when I last saw him, he swore he would be back by the feast of St. Leonard and die near Thames. God forfend, we shall pray for his safe passage. Join us, join us. You must be starving.
And their young Lochinvar.
Oh, yes, and him too.
Come on, Lochinvar.
You must be the king's wee bit of rumpy bumpy, eh?
I am the king.
Aye, aye. Well, so I've got a message for you. My father asked me to send his regards to you.
Do I know him?
Oh, I think you can say that, yes. He's Donald MacAngus, third Duke of Argyll.
Ah, Edmund, there you are. MacAngus, this is the man who's providing the entertainments for us tomorrow. Ah, oh, the eunuch.
There's a groat for your trouble.
I am not a eunuch.
Well, you sound like one to me.
I am not a eunuch. I am the Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, you are you?
Yes.
Same old story, eh? Duke of Edinburgh and about as Scottish as the Queen of England's tits.
Oh, sorry, mere friends, Your Majesty.
I'm sorry, you're in my chair.
Don't apologise.
Well, now we've all got to know each other, I have rather a special announcement to make.
Well, tell me you're a eunuch as well.
MacAngus, as reward for your heroic deeds in battle, my father here empowers me to grant you anything that you may desire of me.
Have you got any sense? He'll ask for a haircut.
I'm honored. All I ask for is a scrap of land. Grant me fair Selkirk and the noble shire of Roxburgh.
What? Very well, by the power vested in me.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to dip my little fly in your ointment, but those lands do in fact belong to me.
Yes.
Well, so perhaps he'd like to choose somewhere else.
MacAngus?
No, all of Roxburgh and Selkirk.
But that leaves me with Peebles.
Oh, and Peebles.
Are you trying to say something, Edmund?
Well, I don't know. I mean, some people might say, well, what an absurd idea, giving away half of Scotland to a kilted maniac for slaughtering a couple of syphilitic Turks. Oh, a friend. I say, let's reward him.
Good, good. So be it.
Hooray!
I'm gonna kill him, and I'm gonna kill him now.
Who, my lord?
That stinking Scottish weasel.
Why, my lord?
Because he's a flipping, stinking Scottish weasel, that's why.
How?
I'm gonna stab him.
Where?
In the great hall and in the bladder.
If you do it in front of everybody, would they suspect something?
Here's a drawback. Yes, perhaps we need something
a little more cunning.
I have a cunning plan.
Yes, perhaps, but I think I may have a more cunning one.
Mine's pretty cunning, my lord.
Yes, but not cunning enough, I imagine.
Well, depends how cunning you mean, my lord.
Well, I'm pretty damn cunning. How cunning do you think I mean?
Mine's quite cunning, my lord.
All right, then, let's hear it. Let's hear what's so damn cunning.
Right, well, first of all, you get him to come with you.
Oh, yes, very cunning. Brilliantly cunning. I ask him to come with me and then stab him, perhaps. No. How cunning can you get?
No, my lord, you get this enormous great cannon.
No, I see. Take him outside, get him to stick his head down a cannon, then blow. No, it's off. Oh, yes, Warbeck,
that's a wonderful idea.
No, I think I have a plan that will give us a little more entertainment. One thing. I was wondering if you could do me a little favour. I was wondering if you'd like to help with the celebrations tonight.
Oh, but stay away, do you mean? Well, the thing is, we were hoping to present a mystery play by one of our leading thespianic troops. But unfortunately, one of their number is ill, and I thought you'd be the perfect person to take his place.
Well, I warn you, I'm no actor.
Well, there shouldn't be much acting required. It's an ancient Egyptian piece called The Death of the Scotsman. You can play the Scotsman, if you like, who dies at the end of the play.
Oh, I'm dead! Now that I can do!
Yes, well, as I say, there may not be much acting required.
Oh, and mind the weasel pit.
Have you made necessary changes?
Yes, my lord.
Meet your
murderer. Ned,
how did it go?
Not bad. You know, I don't really think they understood it.
We three are gathered with most bold intent. Here, by the banks of the graceful Nile, where camels ride and deserts blow, to spill the blood of this Scotsman vile.
What is this Scotsman doing in Egypt?
I'm not sure, but apparently they've had very good reviews.
See your mother there. I met my father on the way back from France. Apparently him and your mother used to...
No, don't be absurd. Such activities are totally beyond my mother. My father only got anywhere with her because he told her it was a cure for diarrhea.
Don't you believe it? It was the letters I took for his tent. By God, they're hot stuff. I'll tell you, we certainly cast a wee shadow of doubt over the parenthood of young Harry for a start.
Don't be absurd. Silence! What? A bagpipe strums. Behold, this way our victim comes.
Never was there tyrant.
Letters?
Letters?
Where are these letters?
They're
safe
ahead,
now
we must
I'll show
them
later.
The shadow of your mighty Ben Nevis.
To
Tutankhamun Macpherson, you come not a whit too soon. For is this not the weather fair? For this the Ides of June?
Aye, it is. What business do you mean?
Leave me now.
I can't escape to die.
Well,
I don't
know. Carapace, orangutan.
Even Scott's weasel.
Dare,
no, look. No, look. He knows too much.
That is why he must die.
He mustn't. He has like information. I've changed my mind. Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Stop the show, my lord.
How?
We'll just say stop.
What's our reason for stopping the show?
Because the knives are real and McCangus is just about to get killed.
Oh, you bastard!
Stop! Sorry, I'm late.
Excellent. It's certainly my mother's handwriting. When did you say these were written?
1460.
The year my brother was born.
Baldrick, get in here.
Baldrick, get out there and tell everyone that the rest of the entertainments have been cancelled.
Why?
Why have we not told you, silly little rat?
Now, why have they been cancelled, my lord?
Dorothy. Well, tell them I have a very important announcement to make.
Does that mean I have to take the dress off?
Now, if you played your cards right, you could become king.
Yes, one day.
Sooner than you think, maybe. It's the last time I saw your father. He just charged into Constantinople when they shut the gates on him.
No?
Yes. 10,000 of the Turk and their armed with scimitars. And your father with a small knife for peeling fruit.
Oh, God.
Jerry Merriweather. Another nail in the coffin of variety.
I like Bernard the Rabbit Baiter.
Thank you. Look, Edmund, is this announcement going to take long? I haven't seen hide nor hair of a eunuch yet. No, don't worry, Harry. It will soon all be over. My dear mother, my dear brother, lords and ladies of the court. Today there came into my possession, from the hands, my lord, of your faithful servant, Dougal MacAngus, certain letters, rather extraordinary letters, concerning the lineage of Prince Harry.
Letters? What is so extraordinary about them?
Letters? Well, Harry, they were written by your mother to your father. Your father, Harry, being, of course, Donald, Sir Duke of Argyll.
I beg your pardon.
These letters are of quite an intimate nature. Let me give you an example. Arundel, Thursday. My dear Harry Wary, often as you sit at table,
with my husband, probing deeply into the affairs of state, I long for the day when you will probe...
Edmund! Are you sure you know what you're saying?
As sure as our mother was, Harry, when she wrote these words. Dear big boy, as you know, your galleon is always assured a warm welcome in my harbour.
Big boy? Mother, do you know anything about this?
Well, what chance did I have? I was just a little foreign girl.
Then I must renounce the regency and hie me to a monastery. Edmund, you shall be regent until your father returns.
The king will not be returning.
What?
Oh, dear.
No, when Angus last saw him, he was facing half the Turkish army, armed only with a small piece of cutlery. So, I think you'd like to start things off.
The king is dead. Long live the king. The king is dead. Long live the king.
Probably dead.
The king is probably dead. Long live the king. The king is probably dead. Long live the king. The king is not dead. Long live the king.
Trusted friend.
You made it!
I made it! Thanks to my trusty fruit knife! Wait a minute. What's going on here? Who are you?
He's our son.
What? Yes, of course. Edith.
My beloved father, certain letters have come to light which might change things a bit around here.
Letters? What letters?
They speak of acts of love between your wife and Donald, the gay dog of the glens. I long to be in that kingdom between the saffron sheets where you and your ruler are the only ruler. And then acts of love consummated, oh, you enormous Scotsman. These letters are dated November and December 1460, which, Harry, in relation to your date of birth, is precisely 9 months after I was born.
9 months before your birth, Edmund.
You bastard!
No, I think you're the bastard, Edmund.
Silence! I want an explanation!
My liege, the reason I have gathered you all here today is to try to get some proper justice meted out against this Scottish turd who has clearly forged these obviously fake letters.
Let me see them.
No, I ripped them up in his face so no hint of that filthy slander can remain. You come in here, fresh from slaughtering a couple of chocos when their backs were turned, and you think you can upset the harmony of a whole kingdom? I challenge you to a duel to the death! Yes, all right.
Excellent idea! After all, it is St. Leonard's Day. There's meant to be some entertainment. Good, very good. Take your pleasures.
It's nice to see old Glenshee again, eh, McCandless?
You ain't doing time with the three tucks and the human chesky barbie.
What? How did I ever forget? Very well. Let the killing begin.
I'll give you everything I own. Everything.
Uh-huh.
I'm hardly a rich man.
You're hardly a man at all.
But my horse must be worth 1,000 ducats. I can sell my wardrobe, the pride of my life, my swords, my curtains, my socks, and my fighting cocks. My servants I can live without, except perhaps he who oils my rack. And then my most intimate treasures, my collection of antique codpieces, my wigs for state occasions, my wigs for private occasions, and my wigs for humorous occasions, my collection of pokers, my Grendel stretchers, my ornamental pumphreys, and of course my autographed miniature of Judas Iscariot.
That's nowhere near enough. Ah, how will he get?
Actually, I'm quite interested in the wigs.
Hey! Hope life doesn't become too dull, nobody able to pass laws over Scotland.
I wouldn't pass water over Scotland.
Phil.
We're all terribly pleased you're back, Father.
I'm not. I miss the smell of blood in my nostrils. And the Queen's got a headache.
But we do have a fascinating week ahead. In fact, the Archbishop of York has asked me if you'd care to join his formation Italian dance class. And I really ought to give him an answer.
Do you want me to be honest or tactful?
Tactful, I think.
Tell him to get stuffed! Has that little hooligan Macangus left?
No, Edmund's giving him a last look round the castle now.
While this...
Well, I'll be sorry to see him go.
Ah, very interesting.
Yes, and so will Edmund. They've become firm friends.
The Turks!
The drains! Father, Harry, there's been rather a messy accident. You must come quickly.
Oh, my God, I should need my plunger.